Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday. It's May 1st, 2017. And we're here to talk about you and everything that affects you. Your life, your money, your work, your investments, and all that crap in between. We'll do the markets. Trump land. The economy. Jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we cover it. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you had a good weekend. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes. The consult button if you do it yourself for others and you want to hear from us and all that stuff. All there at everpopularGaryK.com. Okay. So we're past the 100 days of the new presidency. It's time for Trump land. This week we are being told that it looks like they have the votes for some sort of Obamacare change, fix, what have you. Remember what I told you on day one of Obamacare. You remember that, right? You remember what I told you, right? A, they don't know what they're doing. B, when government invades and gets involved, one thing happens in the long run. Prices go up for everybody. C, somebody's going to end up paying for it. D, it ain't going to work. And E, even though it doesn't work, they're going to tell you it works. You got that? So let's see. Premiums are skyrocketing. Deductibles are skyrocketing. Coverage drops. But they're telling you it works. Let me tell you why they tell you it works. Because lots of people now have health care. Or health insurance, whatever you want to call it, because it was given to them. Well, hell, if I run the government and I just spend $4 trillion a year, I can give away anything I want to. But there are repercussions. And, of course, they lied. They know they lied. They admitted they lied. But the media won't cover that they lied. So we're here. The problem in unwinding Obamacare is that whenever government sinks their teeth into it because they're using other people's money, when you take the other people's money away, they tell you that you are racist scumbags that don't care about the poor and the downtrodden, the elderly and the kids, that all you care about is the rich. That's how they set it up. It is a con game brought to you by them. Just remember, these are the people that brought you $20 trillion of debt and legacy entitlements that are absolute unadulterated failures long term. What? Failures? How can you say that? They're all broke. You do know that, right? The only way they're funded is from dollars today to pay for things yesterday. It's a Ponzi scheme. And they know you can't change it because that's how they set it up, so you can't change it. So we'll see what they come out with. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to change. Pre-existing condition. You know, it's a noble thing. Tell the insurance companies they have to cover pre-existing conditions and not charge any more than for it. But frankly, by logic, you have to charge more. If somebody's got a bad pre-existing condition and you know they're going to have to spend more on health care, they should be paying more in premiums. Oh, no, they shouldn't. That's what they tell us.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host.
To pay for everything. There ain't enough money to pay for everything. That's the take. There just isn't enough money. So we'll see how that plays out. Next up, Donald Trump came out today in Trump land and actually stated he thinks we should maybe look at breaking up the banks. Well, President Trump, if you want to crash the markets, keep talking. That's all. Keep talking. I have no problem with you looking at and thinking about, well, maybe these banks are too big. They've grown too large. But shut up about it and talk in your office with your assistants or whoever else you got. And take it from there. I'm just letting the president know you continue to yap too much. One day the markets aren't going to be so nice. I promise you that. In the long run, tariffs are bad. In the long run, they talked about maybe paying for tax cuts with higher gas taxes today. What? So cut taxes and raise them at the same time? What do you need to cut taxes for in the first place then if you're going to raise other taxes? So I'm not thrilled with Trump land today. I know you Trumpsters that, you know, you love him no matter what he says, what he does. You all better get real. Because I am looking for a pro-growth, less government dude. That's what I want. And when I hear higher gas taxes, not happy. When I hear getting involved with this area and that, I'm not happy. The best thing anybody can do as a president is set the conditions to flourish and get out of the way and shut up. And that is less regulations, lower taxes, lessening of a tax code, and get out of the way. I will guarantee you if you do that, we'll get 3 and 4% growth. But you got to do it. You got to take the $4.1 trillion in spending by the government this year. Next year, go 3.5. Just knock off 15%. I'll find it. You did 3.7 last year, and we're going 4.1 this year. Just go back to 3.7. Let's just do that. Why grow it? And then let everybody keep more of their money, because it is their money. We're the producers. They are not. So, that's Trump land for today. Next, as we segue, got the same question from about a dozen of you today, because a dozen of you are very smart, have a great eye when watching the markets, and remember some things that I have said in the past. And that is, when all the money in the market goes towards a select few areas of the market, and then the market continues to narrow, is this a wake-up call or not? Well, we're seeing it, and we hope you're in some of these areas, because I got news for you. That big cap tech slash internet stuff, dang. The question is this late stage stuff? It is a good question. Why? Because in the past, when we have seen this, you're getting closer and closer. So good question. I'm going to explain. We're going to tell you what's in fuego here. What you do with it, you decide. We'll have the full market wrap, the movers of the day, the news of the day, and whatever else comes out of this brain today. I thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
May 1st is Law Day, a day to celebrate the American justice system. Law Day was conceived by the American Bar Association during the Cold War massive displays of communist military power on May Day, and to demonstrate that true strength comes from the rule of law, not tanks and troops. The ABA asked President Eisenhower to issue the first Law Day proclamation back in 1958. And today, it's commemorated with educational programs organized by schools, community groups, and civic organizations nationwide. Linda Klein is president of the ABA, the nation's largest lawyers organization.
The law is absolutely vital to our democracy. Today, when it seems that we are a nation divided, there is one thing we can agree on: treating every American equally under the rule of law. That's what binds this nation together.
For more information about Law Day and Law Day events in your area, go to lawday.org. That's lawday.org.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, Then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Lots to cover. No, really. We're in the midst of earnings season, but, you know, again, let's go back to the question. What happens when you see a select few names just going what I call en fuego? Well, we'll have all that, but first let's do today's market wrap. That's not today's market wrap. Jeepers creepers. Brought to you by, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Okay. The Dow down 27. The S&P up 4. But the NASDAQ up 44 and the NASDAQ 100 up 46. Transports down 27. Need I say more? Let me repeat that. The Dow was down 27, but the NASDAQ was up 44, and the NASDAQ 100 up 46. Amazon up 24 today. Priceline up 24 today. Netflix 3 and change. Apple 3 and change. Google 9. So what does that mean? When you see a Dow down 27, the NASDAQ up 44. It's simple. We don't want to be too confusing about this. Number one, just own the NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100 and those bigger names. Recently, it's been a sea of Apple, Amazon, Priceline, Google, that was a gap, Netflix, Tesla, and a few others. Oh, Microsoft, even moving out. So what does that mean? Let me repeat. Make sure you own these areas versus these other areas. Energy was down again today. Financials were a little bit green, but still lagging. Retail, a horror show. That's number one. Stay on top of what's working and what's not working in the market. There's about 40% of the market. If you own right now, you're down 10, 15% recently. if you add the other end, be better. So that's first and foremost. And that is measuring and being a measuring stick on the market. But what does it mean when it starts narrowing? Fewer and fewer. Sometimes it means you're getting to that point where money's just finding the areas that are still holding up until it stops. So I'm still concentrating on the areas that are working with an eye on when it possibly stops. Didn't stop today. And I believe Apple and Facebook report this week. Priceline may be next week. We're just letting you know. It's getting narrow out there. And what ends up happening is in markets that are constantly in a movement of what's working better, as the narrow and narrow and narrow picks up, the good is accentuated even more. Where I noticed today, these few names are being talked about big time now. And that's just something to be watched. Doesn't mean they're not going higher. In fact, right now, they look like they're going higher. I'm just letting you know there's something in the market. When everybody's finally talking about something, it usually means it's already had the move, and you're getting into the later stages. Okay? So just letting you know. But at the end of the day today, another one of those days. Another one of those days where these few names doing pretty darn well. I must say they were up a little bit more. They came back in towards the end of the day, but that's okay. They're still pretty good looking, pretty good strong. And the good news is, you're past the earnings of Amazon. You're past the earnings of Google. You're past the earnings of Netflix. And a bunch of these other names, too. You just have a few what I consider to be very important names left. And if we can get past Apple and Facebook without any disasters, I got news for you. The onus will be on the bears to take this market down. Because so far, except for a few areas that we have been telling you to avoid, they have not been able to in any meaningful fashion. So to be repetitive, continue to avoid energy at all costs, oil and gas energy, bearish phase. Continue to avoid most retail. Continue to avoid gold, silver, and commodity types. Steel, copper, aluminum, stuff. Continue to avoid auto and really kind of sort of anything auto. That's the manufacturers, the dealers, the parts, and the auto parts. And, of course, continue to avoid anything not working or keeping up with the market in a good fashion, which is sundry other stuff. But though, and continue, I would say no new commitments yet on the financials. Though, a little bit better, a few names that are trading above moving average. But continue to stay in gear with what be at this juncture. There's a lot more earnings to come out, but as far as real important ones, less and less. By the way, the semiconductors continue to act very fine here and finish nicely at the end of the day today. Not all of them are working, but man, you look at a Lam Research, Brooks Automation, dang, that's all I got to say. Up next, more on the markets. Movers of the day. The news today. And whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Since you all are asking, the VIX. All right. I don't like bringing it up, but I'm going to because I guess you're all reading the same thing that I'm reading. The VIX is what is known as the volatility index. When the market's doing well, it's calm, it's quiet. When the market's getting in trouble, volatility picks up and it starts rallying. It has been sent to me by quite a few that the VIX now is down to the lows of 07. That means complacency. That means a lack of worry. And it's something that just simply should be watched. When market sentiment goes to extremes, it's to be watched, and that's on both ends. So we'll just put it in our file manager. Keep in mind it's been low for a while. But we'll put it in our file manager with the narrowness we're seeing in the market and a lot of money's flowing into just a few big names right now. And we just pay attention because of it. That's all. We don't use it as the big linchpin. Price, volume, first, second. And we'll let you know if anything changes. Just like we have told you to this, that, and the other thing, while reviewing these areas that are strong. And as we stated, a few more earnings to come out, plenty of blow-ups, but plenty of darn good reactions to earnings. And we've given you out that list. We hope you're making a list for yourself. That's where the money's made. Off of great earnings and great reactions in markets that are ripe. And as always, if things change, I'll let you know. A few other tidbits. Listen carefully. I don't remember if I mentioned this on Friday, but on April 28th, which was Friday, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, bought $9.5 million of his own stock at $16 and... I'm going to say 62 cents. I think in and around there. Off of that news, the stock was up another $1.06 today to 17 and a half and change. Put that on your watch list. Twitter's been a dead stock for a while, had a good reaction to their crappy numbers, but better than expected numbers. And maybe it's just sold out here. And Jack Dorsey is worth a lot of bucks. I don't know if $10 million is that meaningful, but it goes into the file manager along with the reaction to the earnings report. Just a little tidbit that we're paying attention to. And let me tell you why doubly so. Twitter is now very under-owned by the big money crowd. And if it starts acting well and setting up well, guess what the big money crowd has to do? You got it. By the way, it was $16.62. 574,000 shares. And let me be clear, we are not telling you to buy the stock. We're just stating a fact of a buyer. And if I were you, just like I am, it's up for review. So just letting you know. Other tidbits today. I'm not mentioning names, but I have a lot of good-looking short sales. But we're not doing any shorting in this market just yet. You don't short stronger markets, even though some areas are in bad shape. When's the best time to short? When you're in the midst of a bear market. And by no means are we there. We're just letting you know there's been a few areas and a few names that are damn ugly. Don't know if that's meaningful to the market, but we thought it worth mentioning. Movers of the day. Of course, once they come up, I will have them for you. On the upside, as mentioned, Priceline 24, Amazon 24, Tesla almost 9. I believe Tesla reports this week also. Google 8, Regeneron 7, Fleetcore 7, Mercado Libre in the 6s, 4 more, NetTees, WellCare Health, Lam Research, dang. SVB Financial, 3 or more, Alliance Data Systems, Alexion Pharmaceuticals, Intuitive Surgical, Ultimate Software, iRobot, recently gapped up 3 days ago, looks like it wants to keep going. LendingTree, Essex Property Trust, Simon Property Group, so a little bounce in some of the REITs, real estate. Waters Corp, Netflix, TransDigm, Chipotle, Apple was almost 3. 2 or more, Wynn Resorts, that's another one that looks like it wants to go higher. Expedia, Martin Marietta Materials, Coherent, Equinix, Vulcan Materials, live long and prosper. NVIDIA, Facebook, they report, Illumina, on the downside today. AutoZone, 9. O'Reilly Automotive, 7. We have been telling you to avoid auto parts retail. Insperity in the 4s. 3 or more. IDEX Labs, WW Grainger, New Market Corp. 2 or more. Tenneco. I believe that's, am I right in saying Tenneco's auto? Yeah. Auto. Boeing. Bayer. Coca-Cola Bottling, Harris Corp, Public Storage, Sherwin-Williams, Dollar Tree, I love the dollar stores, L3 Technologies, Nexstar Media, Impinj, Roper Technologies, and that is your ever popular over-the-top movers of the day. Again, let me be repetitive. Indices act fine. Some areas better than others. We continue to avoid anything energy, anything oil and gas, just about everything commodity, and that includes gold and silver. All the big box retail, except the Home Depot and Lowe's. Maybe a couple others, but the rest of them are miseries. Just about everything auto. Everything auto. acting very poorly here. And then a few other areas that we just, you know, not need to be mentioned, but just letting you know, there are a decent amount of areas, and I'd say about 40% of the market is an absolute void. So heed the advice. We ain't messing around. And as far as this big cap brethren, we'll let you know if anything changes. But we can tell you today, kind of, sort of, the boys were piling on those areas. They may last a good long while. They may croak tomorrow. Up next on the Edge, gas tax. Did I mention that yet? If I did, I'm mentioning it again. Another politician locally here, not good. News of the day, much more. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. In the news, tomorrow Apple reports earnings after the close. They have $250 billion in cash. $250 billion in cash. If you're Apple, what do you do with that? Well, you can buy every team in the NBA, NFL, MLB, and have tons of money left over. No, really. I think they've actually hamstrung by having too much. How much could they be making on it at this juncture? Anyway, looking forward to see. What Apple? Last earnings, Apple gapped up to about 129, and that got the thing going. It's at 140, what, 7 now? Which is pretty good for a mega cap name. In the news, Donald Trump actually used the words gas tax today. Because the government doesn't have enough of our money. See, this is what I've been telling you guys why I'm not all in on Trump. Just when you think he is Mr. Fiscally Conservative, gas tax? And let me tell you who the gas tax hits. Not me. The working class, the middle class, the poor. It's regressive. Now, there are some very smart conservatives that say it's a great move. Gas prices are low. By the way, we're at like 2:30 here in Orlando, Florida, wherever I go. But oil prices have been sinking pretty good here in the last couple of weeks. So when are they going to lower that? Here's my problem with the gas tax. You put it in, it never goes away. So if we ever get a spike in oil prices again, you get my point? If... Somebody said, let's put a quarter on there right now. but if prices go above so-and-so and it automatically goes away, by law, I still don't want to do it. Federal government got $3.3 trillion from us last year. And they're telling us they don't have enough money. Two words. And an eight happy birthday. Seriously. Corinne Brown, ex-congresswoman here in Central Florida. On trial, she was indicted for creating a charity and then taking up to $800,000 for fun and games for her. She claims she didn't know anything about it, that it was all her assistant who did it. Yeah, my rear end. All I can tell you, we've been saying for 10 years on this show that a bunch of politicians have created charities and have been ripping it off. Greg Meeks out of Brooklyn keeps getting voted in as congressman there, or somewhere in New York. He created a charity out of thin air many years ago, I think for Hurricane Katrina, collected a bunch of money, and then all the money's gone. They can't account for it. But let's keep electing him to represent us. Don't you love people? In the news, USA Today continues to be Pravda. You want today's headline? The anti-Trump headline? 2 million deportations is a budget buster. So all of a sudden, USA Today cares about deportations, and it's a budget buster. It costs money to deport. USA Today never ran an article on Barack Obama's 2.5 million deportations, nor did they ever write an article about deportations costing money, nor did they ever write an article about Barack Obama's $9 trillion of debt, nor did they write an article on $800 billion stimulus and what it would cost. But yet they write articles on Donald Trump's tax cuts and what they would cost. And now, headlines every day. We shouldn't be deporting people. USA Today comes under the column of lying sacks. Of left-wing crap. In plain sight. With nobody calling them on the carpet. And I got news for you. I don't mind them doing these articles. I mind that they didn't do them under Obama. Again, we are so sick and tired of the unbalanced, gigantically biased national media. They let who they like get away with anything. The people they don't like, a daily colonoscopy of BS. No pun intended. Cost of deporting one immigrant, almost 11,000. Front cover of USA Today. Not a peep out of them for 8 years on Obama and his 2.5 million deportations or the costs. That's how you get the $20 trillion of debt. The media not doing their job. Case closed. Tomorrow when we do the show, we'll be reporting on Apple. Later this week, Facebook. Going to be interesting. The big cap on the tech internet side continue to roll. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. You all make sure you hug your children. Night, night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,